I'm just an ordinary bloke, right, living an ordinary life, but I'm sick to death of it, right? I love this station, but every time I hear this station, when I switch it on, it's always about Muslims and that, and I'm sick of hearing about Muslims. To me, Muslims are maggots, right? They're coming here and they're sackful. They will not stop. You know, they're coming across from all over the place, trying to get into this country and that. We have enough problems in this country with homelessness. We have enough problems with, like, looking after the elderly who can't afford to eat or heat their houses. And they can't afford to have health services because we're getting clogged up and the schools are getting clogged up with all these asylum seekers. We need to say, you can't come here anymore. We're shutting the door on you. Stay away. We don't want you here. Multiculturalism doesn't work. Anybody who wants to come here, you know, who've got qualifications in that, you know, the ones from America and stuff, people from the United States who come here and bring investment, they're okay, but not the ones who are parasites.
So hold on. So they're not maggots? The Muslims that are...
Muslims are maggots. There they are, the maggots. They're
so every single Muslim is a maggot?
In my view, yeah, a Muslim is a maggot, yeah.
Are you talking about ones that want to come here, or are you talking about the ones that are here already are maggots?
The ones who support ISIS, whether you call it Islamic State, and the ones who are coming here on the scrounge, you know, the ones who are in Calais, they're in France. France is a safe Western country.
Oh, right, so hold on. You're going to have to help me out again here, Ryan. So right. Is it only the ones that are on their way from Calais that are maggots, or the ones that support IS that are maggots, or are all Muslims, whomever they might support or not support, maggots?
Generally speaking, I'll put them all in the same box. They're all maggots.
So they're all maggots now? Because a moment ago you kind of said it was only the IS and the ones that are trying to get here that are maggots.
The problem is, you see, that they're all... I believe that most Muslims do have sympathy with IS, but they won't admit to it. And I mean, we don't get on with them. We've got a completely different culture. I mean, where I live up here, we're hard... Thank God, where I live, I don't have many Muslims up here, but where you are living, down in London... Is that infiltrated by the whole lot of them? There's thousands of them down there, and it is pretty awful. I mean,
so how do you feel when you see boatloads of migrants who are trying to make their way over from Turkey to Greece, etc.? You know, some of them don't make it as well, obviously. So how do you feel when you see that?
I just say, well, tough. Look at their boats. Think you shouldn't have took that dangerous trip across. You know, killing your own children, being selfish. I mean, Iran's been given loads of you know, revenues back from the Americans, obviously, subsidies and stuff like that, and the billions of dollars. These people, if they're Sunnis, they should stay in Iraq. If they're Shias, they should all go to Iran. We don't want them here. And, you know, anybody who's a Muslim should realise that this is a Western country, not compatible with our values. Please pack your bags and go back to where you came from, to your own land, and not come here because you're not compatible with our beliefs and thinking. I'm not against everybody who comes here. I've got a couple of friends who are Sikhs. Mr. Singh, the corner shop fella, wears a turban.
Yeah.
He's not a Muslim. Hard-working man. He doesn't bother anybody. You know, I welcome him because he's come here and he's actually opened a couple of shops. He's got a few businesses gone on the go. He's done well. He's not a maggot. He's come here and he's invested in this country now. He's a Sikh. So just to make that quite clear, I'm not against people who have come here, who have invested in that, who are not troublemakers, but the ones who are troublemakers seem to be the Muslims. Got nothing against Jewish people, by the way. Jewish people, again, come here.
Yeah.
You know, they're investing in this country. You've got other people from other places come here.
So,
you know,
your xenophobia and bigotry just concentrates around Muslims, your gross negative stereotypes and your lack of education and stupidity
centres around Muslims. Hindus, right? Obviously, the Indian
are educated, Ryan, you're not sounding very educated because you're making gross generalisations. You're making generalisations about Muslims that may have lived here their entire lives, who find IS as abhorrent as the rest of us. I mean, Ryan, that is not very educated.
Well, Crystal, where are these people who are against IS? I don't see them on the streets doing anti-marches, you know what I mean, against IS. They don't seem to say nothing. They're hiding away, and that's why people
You didn't pay any attention to the thousands of Muslims who marched after Paris against those terror attacks. You didn't pay any attention to the huge rally that took place in Trafalgar Square after that happened. You didn't pay attention to the Muslim Council of Britain, who condemned the attacks within 24 hours. Did all of that in your highly educated state, Ryan, pass you by?
Well, it must, I didn't say anything, to be quite honest with you.
Well, maybe you should spend less time being xenophobic and more time reading newspapers, Ryan, and then you wouldn't come across as a total and utter fool when you ring radio stations saying that you believe all Muslims are maggots. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anything like that before. You weren't indiscriminate there, where you didn't say, well, Muslims who are just supporting of IS in those countries are maggots. No, you were very, very careful to point out that you believe every single Muslim is a maggot. The Muslim that treated you at the hospital, the Muslim that may have treated you at the doctor's surgery, the Muslim that may have educated your children, the Muslim that may have sold you something at the corner shop, the Muslim that may have been here and contributed and worked all of their lives in order to make a better life for themselves and to pay taxes here in the United Kingdom. You would call them a maggot.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.